Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Digital Minimalism, Detox Your Mind Daily. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions in your relationships? Like conversations are becoming more about checking boxes than genuinely connecting? You know that feeling when you're scrolling through your phone during a hangout, or you're half listening to your partner while thinking about that email you need to send? Yeah, me too. It happens to the best of us. But here's the thing, mindful communication is like a magic elixir for our relationships. It helps us tune in, truly listen, and build stronger bonds with the people who matter most. Today, we're diving deep into the power of mindful communication, how to become more present, speak with intention, and create deeper connections. Because let's be honest, life is too short for shallow conversations and missed opportunities to connect on a real level. So, buckle up, grab your favorite beverage, and get ready to level up your relationship game. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you master the art of mindful communication. 1. The silent treatment? No thanks. Ever notice how often we interrupt others or jump in with our own thoughts before they've even finished speaking? Talk about a recipe for missed connections. Mindful communication starts with active listening, truly hearing what the other person is saying without formulating your response while they're talking. Think of it like giving them your undivided attention, mentally putting away your phone and any other distractions. 2. Ditch the but. When you start a sentence with but, it often negates what came before. Instead of saying, I love spending time with you, but, try reframing it to highlight the positive. How about, spending time with you is so much fun, and I'd also love to. This simple change can make a world of difference in how your message is received. 3. Feeling your feelings. Emotions are like those wild roller coasters, sometimes exhilarating, sometimes a little terrifying. But instead of bottling them up or letting them explode, mindful communication encourages us to acknowledge and express our feelings in a healthy way. Think, I feel. Statements instead of accusatory. You, statements. It's about owning your emotions and sharing them authentically without blaming others. 4. The power of I, statements. Ever notice how saying, you always, or you never, can quickly escalate a conversation? Those words often come across as attacks, even if you don't intend them that way. Instead, try using I statements to express your feelings and needs. For example, instead of saying, you never listen to me, try, I feel unheard when I'm not able to share my thoughts. It shifts the focus from blame to personal experience. 5. Practice makes perfect. Mindful communication isn't some magical skill you're born with, it takes practice. Just like learning a new language or instrument, the more you use it, the more natural it becomes. Start by bringing mindfulness into everyday conversations. Really listen when someone's talking, be present in your interactions, and express yourself honestly and respectfully. Imagine this, you're having dinner with your significant other, but instead of scrolling through your phone or thinking about that work deadline looming over you, you're fully engaged in the conversation. You're actively listening to their stories, sharing your thoughts and feelings openly, and genuinely enjoying each other's company. Sound pretty amazing, right? That's the power of mindful communication. It transforms ordinary conversations into meaningful connections. So, remember these 5 key takeaways. 1. Active listening. Truly hear what the other person is saying without interrupting or formulating your response. 2. Ditch the but. Frame your statements positively and focus on the good. 3. Own your feelings. Acknowledge and express your emotions in a healthy way using I statements. 4. Practice makes perfect. The more you use mindful communication, the more natural it becomes. Mindful communication is like a superpower for building strong, lasting relationships. It takes effort, but the rewards are immeasurable. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small step you can take today to practice mindful communication in your daily life? Share your thoughts in the comments below and let's keep this conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe to Digital Minimalism. Detox your mind daily for more practical tips on living a more intentional, fulfilling life. Until next time, keep it mindful and keep it real.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.